Now, how many here have made New Year's resolutions? How many expect to still be keeping them by February?
I'm trying my hardest.
How many have already given up? Believe it or not, believe it or not, ditch New Year's Day resolution day is a real thing. For those who are interested, it falls on Tuesday, January 17th this year. What are New Year's resolutions anyway? They're public declarations of what we say we are going to do or what we intend to do, what we're going to commit to do, what we promise we will do or we won't do. They are an outward and visible sign. Kind of like baptism. When we are baptized, we're reminded that baptism is indeed an outward and visible sign, one that reconciles us to God. John didn't want to baptize Jesus at first. He was focused on knowing that he needed Jesus to baptize him in order for John to be reconciled to God. But Jesus knew that in order for the prophecies to be fulfilled, he needed to please God by showing a public willingness to follow the rules. Kind of ironic for the rebel Jesus that many of us picture. But he knew the importance of setting the bar high right from the start. He pressed on having John baptize him. And in doing so, he demonstrated through this outward and visible sign his resolution, one that would never be broken, a commitment to forever be dedicated to love and hope. He also showed each of us some important elements of baptism, that it defines purpose, that it defines identity, that it defines a community. And ultimately, that it defines our path as we walk forward. So, how many here remember their baptism? There are many who have no memory of their own baptism having happened when they were infants. As our kids grew up, Sherry and I consciously made the decision to wait and allow for our children to be baptized when they were early teenagers, old enough to understand the promises and the impact of that event. So what are the purposes that baptism reveals? Well, first, there's our purpose in becoming children of God. When we're baptized, just like Jesus, we are named and claimed by God. We're following Jesus' example, which pleased God. We're accepting our place as part of God's kingdom. Then there's our purpose, becoming one in the Spirit. We open ourselves up to allow the Holy Spirit to flow around us, in us, and through us to the greater world. There's our purpose to forgive as we have been forgiven. This purpose is a lot like our New Year's resolutions. Easy to say in the moment, a lot harder to live out day to day. And there's our purpose as a community. We reaffirm when a baptism takes place that we as a community will support the rest of God's people, that we'll use the talents and gifts each of us have been blessed with to the glory of God, and that we will show love and justice in the world around us. Just look at some of the things that are happening around us right now. Think about how we are to fulfill the promises made in our baptism as God's children. Consider the search for T.J. Allen. There was an initial burst of support from the community in an effort to find T.J. and support his family as they struggled with his disappearance. But then time elapsed, and the early eagerness to focus on help and aid shifted. The lure of evil thoughts started to creep in. The Facebook page started to try to share information on the potential search locations where he might be found. Had to be shut down because of internet trolls who turned against TJ and his family. We watch as the focus on love, hope, and support shifted to questioning doubting and attacking. So as a baptized people, how do we respond? In just 12 days, Donald Trump will become officially the president of the United States. It's happening because millions believe in the promise offered during his campaign of a stronger, safer, more focused America. But along with that promise, millions of others became fearful of a nation defining winners and losers, embracing hate and sending the marginalized back to the margins. We watch as those who back the Trump-Pence campaign tell those living in fear that their lives are about to be shattered to just get over it. As a baptized people, how do we respond? Earlier this week, we saw with astonishment that a hate crime committed by four Chicago residents against a special needs individual not only took place but was broadcast live on Facebook. We witnessed just how cruel human beings can be to another person, how blatantly unashamed they can be about it. We watch as a judge in the courtroom denies the attacker's bail and the gallery erupts in applause and shouts of joy, not knowing what could have compelled the four to act the way they did. As a baptized people, how do we respond? It's not just in the nightly news. We have people here in our own community, in our own families, who spend money they don't have, who are homeless, who are addicted to alcohol and drugs, who are harming the lives of others or thinking about taking their own life. We watch as people make choices that boggle our minds. As a baptized people, how do we respond? As a baptized people, we're called to respond based on our individual purpose, to act in all of these situations and more in love with the gifts and talents that we've been blessed with. We're taught to pray, to forgive, to offer our support. We're taught to invite those who are responding to the here and now to receive a message of hope. We're taught to write government leaders to appeal to them to correct injustice. We attend rallies and vigils that fulfill God's vision, and we show examples of love at every opportunity. Together, we are called to respond based on our church purpose, to grow as disciples of Christ and to go out and make more disciples. We're taught to share the gospel. We're taught to teach the gospel. We're taught to find the unchurched and bring them to hear the gospel. And we're taught to encourage others as they learn to embrace the gospel. It could not have been easy for John to back down and baptize Jesus. He no doubt feared others might perceive him as having a big ego. There were certainly those who thought he was the one before the one came. Or he could have been afraid that they would misread that John had a place above Jesus in the pecking order. But John knew that when the right choice is also the tough choice, there's only one voice to listen to, only one source of strength to draw from, only one promise to believe in. When the choice is tough, the one we must follow is God. So whether or not we keep our New Year's resolutions, we must keep our baptismal promises to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness the work and word of Jesus Christ. That is the resolution that we are called to uphold, not for a month, not for a year, not for a decade, but for a lifetime.